So, let me introduce myself, and I think there will be people coming in over time. My name is Ludwig Wurmannstetter. So if you just remember the first name, that's perfect for me. I think it's the same difficulty for me to learn your last names as for you to learn my last name. I work for Microsoft since 1992, so more than 20 years now, and I did more or less every product that Microsoft had in that time. So the only product that's missing is SQL Server. That's really the only one. All the other products, I already did that. What I would like to do today is, I think, 1 hour. So we have 60 minutes. I would like to introduce to you Windows Intune. We will see the UI. We will see all the other things. If you have questions, please raise them. Stand up, ask the questions. I can show you everything. I'm a technical specialist in that area. I do online services for more than 10 years now. So you will say, hey, Microsoft is not that long in online. We are in online since more than 25 years now. So Hotmail, all the other stuff, that's online services. And now we are going with Windows Intune and Office 365 and all the other products. We go into the enterprise market and try to convince our customers to do that. I cover more than 30 countries here in Europe. So that starts in Kazakhstan and it stops in Portugal. That's all my countries in the end. So that's the reason why I'm here today. Can you understand me? Is there something missing? Am I too loud? No? Okay, perfect. That's a rough agenda. And to be honest, I will not stick to that agenda. It's just on the screen because we have to have our agenda on the screen. But I will go a little bit deeper into, let's say, into demos. I will show you the things. I can show you the things in the pure Windows Intune environment as well as in the System Center environment. I have everything up and running. And maybe if we have time, we will go and will enroll a Windows Phone as well. I have a virtualized Windows Phone on my screen or on my PC, and we will do that as well, if there is time left. So that's the agenda. That's it. Where do we start? With Windows Intune, or with the users and the world of connected devices, what we see is that we no longer have one user equals one device. And I think it's the same for you in this room. So I think you do have a notebook or a laptop, maybe a tablet already. Maybe you have a mobile phone. Maybe you have a second or third PC or device at home. And there are a lot of devices out in the market coming to us. Let's think about Xboxes. Let's think about your television. Let's think about all the other things that have an operating system on it. And someone would like to manage that operating system. That's exactly where we are coming in. And there is a number that says, hey, it's roughly 2.4 devices per user currently. That's a rough number. And I checked that on my own internet router at home. And I recognized that I have more than 20 devices going to the internet. So there are internet radios. There is the tablet of my wife. There are the mobile phones of my kids. All that devices go to the internet, and I have to manage them somehow. And that's the reason why I go for Windows Intune. That's the perfect solution. The rest is Gartner, IDC, and I think you will get all the slides, so you can read through that stuff as well. What we see, and that's the most important one, that's the one over there in the middle, we think that we will have it within the next 3 to 5 years, we will have double the number of mobile devices what we see today. So nearly 2 billion devices in 2016, and that's exactly where we think as a Microsoft, hey, that's a perfect market to jump in. The rest we will see a little bit later on. The rest is, as I said, it's marketing stuff. It's not really something I would like to cover. I'm a technical specialist. There are marketing people who could do that much better than I. What we see from a client management trend as a Microsoft are two things. We see to the left the user trends, and that's where the user really comes in. The user say, hey, I would like to use the device I would like to use and not a device that my company is providing to me. And how many of you are using their own device or at least a own chosen device within the company? Or is everyone here in the room using a device that's provided from the company? How many of you are using their own devices? Okay. That's interesting, because the more I'm in the East, the more we see that the own device is used, the more you go to the West, the more you go to direction to Portugal, for example, Germany, it's crazy, to be honest. The more you see devices owned by the company, but privately used. And you may have heard that it's the CO, corporate owned, personally used, COPU. That's something we see in a large number the more you go to the West. Here in the East, and I was 4 weeks ago, I was in Kazakhstan, and what they had, it's more than 80% of the devices are really owned by the user, but they use them to connect to company things. Next thing is this one, the blurring work-life boundaries. I think that's the same here. The discussion about work-life balance, the discussion, when do I use my devices? Do I use my devices all day? Am I allowed to use them all day? We at Microsoft, for example, I can use my device, and it's a company-owned. It's given to me from Microsoft Germany. In that case, I can use my device wherever I would like, however I would like. The only thing that I have as a little problem is roaming. So I had a call yesterday, got a call from Microsoft IT tomorrow morning, and telling me what I did yesterday, because I had a call for 1 hour. And it's nearly 150 euros, something like that. I have no idea where the money comes from, but that's the way it is. So that's the thing. So that's the user trend. On the other hand, we have the IT trend. So that means the IT tries to, number one, decrease IT budgets. So the second point in this one, or increasingly pressure on IT budgets. The second thing, the desire to go to a cloud-based solution. And that's something we see very often currently, that companies go to a cloud-based solution. Office 365 is one of the most important things for Microsoft. Windows Intune will be the next one. And we do have a lot of other online services we are providing to you as a user or to you as a partner. And last but not least, simply to enable and not to push new technologies. It's really if the user comes to the company, if the user comes to the IT and says, hey, I do have a really nice Windows phone, I do have a really nice iPhone, iOS, iPad, you name it, and I would like to use it, the IT should be able to simply enable that device. And not go and say, no, we are not using these devices, we are still using Nokia 6310, something like that. The IT should be simply able to say, hey, yes, you can use it. The only thing what you have to do is you have to allow us as an IT department to manage the device, because we are responsible for the data on the device as the IT department. The interesting thing here is the two trends or the two management trends normally come from one person. That's exactly what we see. Normally someone from the CX level, so managers, stuff like that, these are the people bringing in the new devices. Mostly on a Friday, because then the IT doesn't have enough time to check what we can do with the device, so they enable them. And on a Monday, they come back and say, hey, it's nice that I have all my emails on the device, but they must be secure. Everything that's on my device must be secure, so please do something that my device is super, super secure. So that's the two things we currently see. That's a pure marketing sentence. absolutely pure marketing sentence, and I put out four important things for me. Within Microsoft, we, or you as a customer, as a partner, you will see in the future, you will not see we are doing PC management and we are doing mobile device management and we are doing some other device management. What you will see in the future from Microsoft is unified device management. So if you see something that says that that goes into device management, it will be unified device management. We introduced that with System Center 2012 Service Pack 1. And we use it exactly the same way in Windows Intune, and we use it exactly the same way in all the other options we have from Microsoft. So unified device management, the first important point. Then premium, let's skip this one. Scalability, with scalability we have two different scenarios, and we will see them a little bit later on. We scale either going up to 5,000 users or going up to 100,000 users. It depends a little bit. Are you going for a pure cloud-based solution, or are you going for a hybrid solution, means cloud-based plus on-prem system center, on-prem other things. I do have customers here in the Ukraine as well that will go up to 1 million devices currently. That's something we don't support at this point of time, but we think about that. Let's really think about that. You have to find a really good way to manage 1 million devices, because what you know exactly is 1 million devices, you will have changes of 10 to 15,000 devices a day. And that's something you have to handle. You have to handle that from a management point of view, but you have to handle that as well from a database point of view. So there is really a lot of stuff in. And last but not least, infrastructure choice for the device management needs. That's something we will see a little bit later on. Are there any questions at this point? Perfect. Hey. Oh, wrong button. Sorry. Mayara. It's always the problem is always in between the chair and the keyboard. In that case, between the ground and this clicker. So that's the Windows Intune evolution. And what you see on the x-axis the mobile device management features, and on the y-axis the PC management features. That are the two different things. And what you can see already is the mobile device management features thing is a little bit longer than the other one. The reason for that is easy. We think with System Center, we think with Config Manager, we are already extremely good in managing PCs. On-prem or not on-prem, that's up to you. In the mobile device management space, I think, and I really believe we are in a good track, but we have some way to go already, and we will go that way. But, and that's important for me, we would like to be the best in both ways. So that's super important for me. Ah, come on. Wrong button. The user, in that case, is for us in the middle. The user is the one that is driving the stuff. And I think you know that as well. Maybe some of you guys are in a support organization. So someone is calling you, you know the name of that person, but you have no idea which device he is using currently. So you have to find out on which device he is sitting, you have to find out which IP address the device has, you have to find out some more information about the device. What you normally then do is you try to open with the user a command prompt, try to find the PC name, try to find an IP address, you name it. That's super, super hard to find. And it takes, let's say, 1 to 5 minutes just to find the information on which device is the user sitting. We are going completely from the other side. We come from the user, and we will see that in the demo a little bit later on. So the user is in the absolute center for us. We started in April 2011 with a pure cloud-based management. That was version 1. It's more or less Windows Server Update Services, so WSUS out of the cloud. That's it. Not more and not less. So you have a few policies, you can do update management, you can do a few other things, and that was it. That's absolutely full stop. In October 2011, we added software deployment to the solution. That means you can fully deploy every piece of software, PC software, to a PC. That was version 2. And in June 2012, by the way, the version in April 2011, that was the first version you as a customer or as a partner have seen. We had one more, two more versions within Microsoft, so we started more or less 1 year earlier than the April timeframe, but that was the first version when where we go out with, or where we went out with the solution. In June 2012, we started to add a few other things. Number one, we added the Office 365 interoperability. And who of you have used Windows Intune in version 1 or version 2? Okay, so you had the hard times. Sorry about that. So he really started with a pure device management solution. That was it. Absolutely. It was not funny, I know. So, and in June 2012, what he had to do, he had to change everything from a device management solution to a user-based solution. That means what we are doing since June 2012, we are using the same Windows Azure Active Directory you're using with Office 365, you're using maybe with CRM Online, you're using with all the other Microsoft Online services. That's one Active Directory. It's more or less the same like your own Active Directory, your on-premise Active Directory. It's served out of the cloud. It's called Windows Azure Active Directory, WAAD. You may have seen that from time to time. And within that Active Directory, all the online services are just using the stuff that is already there. So you create a user, you create the user once, and you can use that user in all the different online services we have. So it's really, it's easier for you as an administrator, it's easier for you as a company, it's easier for you as a partner to manage. The switch between wave one and then wave C, that was really a hard time. And I had sleepless nights at that time moving my users from the one solution or from the one environment to the other environment. What we added as well was software deployment or software publishing to iOS devices. To Android devices, and as you can see, not to Windows Phone devices at that time, because Windows Phone 7.x is simply not able to sideload an application to the operating system. There's only one way, and that's the way going through the Windows Phone Store. That's it, full stop. So that's what we added at that time. In the beginning of 2013, and to be honest, it was on the 17th of December, but no one recognized. It was very close to Christmas time, so we simply put the service up and running, but that's it. What we added in January, or what we added at the end of 2012, beginning of 2013, we added the full Windows 8 support on PC devices. So every Windows 8 PC device is fully manageable. And we added direct management support for Windows RT devices, for the Windows Phone 8, and for the iOS platform. And that's important for me. It's really direct management. There is no need for an Exchange Active Sync connector. You can have that. That's absolutely no problem. Then you have the PIM management plus the device management, but it's not something you have to have. So if you still use Lotus Notes or some other solution, or if you have an Exchange server but no one can connect to the Exchange server, that's something you can, or then you can manage your devices without the need to have all the other things. So direct management for Windows RT, for Windows Phone 8, for iOS, still no direct management for Android. The reason for that is super easy. There are more than 140 Android versions out in the market, and there is no single API we can use to manage the device. So every device looks a little bit different. That's, by the way, that's not just our problem. That's the problem of all the management solutions. So they can't find a really single point, single API to manage these ones. But we have still the side loading capabilities and all the other things. Oh. Can someone switch off that button? I need a management solution for my clicker. In February 2013, so in the first quarter of 2013, we came out with the Service Pack 1 for System Center, and at that time we added the full hybrid solution. So that means you can use Windows Intune together with System Center or with Config Manager. I have to be clear here, with Config Manager. You can have a hybrid model, and we will see the two models a little bit later on so that you get a good overview of what we are doing. What we added with that solution then is enterprise scale. As I said, up to 100,000 objects or 100,000 devices, and we added the term unified management. That was what we did at that time. So since 2 months, we are talking about unified management. That's not on all slides currently, but we really work on that. We really will see that we have that a little bit later on. 1.5 slides on licensing, and I think it's important for you to understand where we are going to or where we are coming from. With the online services, we changed the licensing from a device license to a user license. And you see that on Office 365, that's one of the solutions where I see it really clear. In Windows Intune, exactly the same. What we have a single user license, and with the single user license, you as an administrator, you as a company, you as a partner, you are allowed to manage up to 5 devices. Okay? So, per user, up to 5 devices. Please don't ask me why exactly 5. I have no idea. Maybe it's the same in Office 365. You can install the Office package on up to 5 PCs. Maybe someone said, okay, let's take 5 as well. By the way, you can enroll more than 5 devices as a user, but the officially naming is you are supported and you are fully licensed if you have up to 5 devices. That's it. So per user, up to 5 devices, and what you get with a single Intune license, you get immediately the right to install Config Manager on-prem for the users. And we will see that in the slide a little bit later on. It's not that you have to do that, but you are immediately allowed to do that. So if you would like, simply download the sources of Config Manager, install Config Manager, and manage whatever you would like to manage for the user. So if you would like to manage a server, for example, then you have to buy the server license, but that's just an additional thing, so you don't have to buy everything, it's just the one thing. And that's something that helps you to help yourself or to help your customers or to help whoever you are supporting to get just one part out of the System Center suite. Because normally you have the System Center suite, that's a fixed price. You have to buy that, and then you have Operations Manager and Virtual blah, 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 and you name it. With this one, you get the Config Manager license for the user for up to 5 devices. That's the second slide on licensing, and then licensing is done. We do offer 3 different licensing options, and I have the dollar prices on the slide, so please go out to your local SSP, as we call that, solution sales specialist. In this case, it's Yuri Besiger. Yep, or Besager. He's my sales front end, as I call him. He's responsible for the Ukraine. He's responsible for a few other countries here in Central and Eastern Europe as well. And he can tell you the exact pricing for you and in the local currency. So it's not something that you have to have in mind. So if we go from the dollar pricing, that's the one license we see, and that was the first license we had. It's the last row, or it's the last column. No, the last row. That was the first license we had. What do you get with the $11 license? And to be honest, it's not very much, or it's not very often sold, because most of my customers already have the operating system, and they are not interested in having the operating system in a different way. What you get with the $11 license is a full Windows under SA. So you can manage the PC, and you get the full Windows under software assurance. That means if Microsoft comes out with the next version of Windows, you are immediately allowed to upgrade to the next version of Windows. So for customers in the enterprise agreement space, they are very aware of that. They already have that. For most of the small customers, they normally don't have this solution. They normally buy a PC, and then they have the PC for the next 6 years. And then they change the PC, and with the PC, they change the operating system. With this license, you get a real software assurance. And we had that license was really popular when we changed from Windows 7 to Windows 8. Because then users or then administrators were able to just buy a license for Windows Intune and had the full operating system within the license. What we... Absolutely.
So in case you go to a customer who's got the Windows XP operation system and you buy this license, is it possible to upgrade to Windows 7 or Windows 8?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We are coming to the end of life of Windows XP, and that's a big challenge for everybody.
Yeah, it's just 11 months to go, so yeah, absolutely. No, the price is the 11. I think it's not if you re-put that in other words. So, this price is really it's a fixed one. So if you buy one license or if you buy 5,000 license, it's always the same price. The thing here is, if you buy that many licenses, you should think about an open licensing or a select licensing or other options. But for Windows Intune, if you go with this license, it's one price, completely independent how many devices you have or how many users you have. Okay. You have to talk to Yuri. I think he will find a solution for that. But I can't. I really can't tell you what the solution will be. But I think Yuri will find a solution for this. No, it's just Windows. Yeah, so it's just Windows. So the software assurance is just Windows, nothing else. And what you have to have a operating system that allows the upgrade. So that means a Windows XP Home Edition. No, there was no Home Edition at that time. But a Home Edition, for example, is not a qualifying operating system that allows you to go up. But if you have a professional version, if you have another version, then you can go immediately with that one. Okay, then go to the middle one. That's interesting just for customers in the enterprise agreement space, customers who already have a contracting with Microsoft. That what they get is, with the Windows Intune, it's just an add-on license. What they get is the full service. They get endpoint protection, and that's interesting if you think about endpoint or the Windows Intune endpoint protection or system center endpoint protection, as it is called. Currently, you can get endpoint protection only if you buy the full System Center suite. With that one, you can get the endpoint protection plus the service to manage up to 5 devices for $4. So that's something my enterprise agreement customers are think about, and that's something that seems to be interesting for them, looking at their contracting, looking what they are doing today. The most important one for us is the one in the first line. As I said, the dollar prices are not really a one-to-one thing to the Ukraine. It's, by the way, it's the same to Germany, it's the same to Italy. We have completely different prices in all the countries. So please ask Yuri and come back to him. And maybe we will go then and show you his email addresses or his contact details. So that's the last one, the $6 one. What you get with this one is you get the full Windows Intune service. What you get is the full right to Config Manager, and you get the full right to Endpoint Protection. We call it Windows Intune Endpoint Protection, but it's in the end it's System Center Endpoint Protection. It's the same source. It's the same stuff underneath. It's the same update cycles. Everything is exactly the same as in System Center. We only have a different naming for it. That's it. Okay, so that's what you are getting, and that's it from a pure licensing point of view. Now let's go to the technical stuff. Are you interested in technical stuff, or should I? Okay. Perfect. Because if not, then I go back to the licensing stuff, and we talk the next half an hour for about licensing. Okay. No, I'm not interested in that as well. So, so that's scenario number one. That's a pure cloud-based solution. There is no way to have Windows Intune as a appliance in your own data centers or you name it. It's really a cloud-based solution. What the administrators see is a single web-based admin console, and we will see that in a minute or two. We can manage with that solution, we can manage all the Windows PCs, starting with Windows XP Service Pack 3. So if you have one of these up and running in your environment, you can immediately start using Windows Intune to support these operating systems. It's x86, it's x64, Intel system on chip. That's not something we see very often, but it's in the market. So we support this one as well. And direct management for Windows RT, for Windows Phone 8, and for iOS devices. And have that in mind, it's really up to iOS devices. It's not just the Windows platform, it's iOS as well. And we will see in the future extensions to this. I don't have details currently, but we will see a lot of extensions to this one. What you saw in one of the first slides, we upgrade the service every 6 months. So what you can expect from Microsoft that you will see every 3 to 6 months a new version of the service. You as an administrator, you have to do nothing. That's something we do in the back end. You as the administrator, you as the user, you will get an email telling you, hey, there will be an upgrade. We are doing the upgrade on this weekend. There is nothing to do for you as an administrator, or maybe there is a message saying, and that was the case for the current solution, saying you have to upgrade the agent, for example. That's something that can happen. And we are currently going from wave D to wave E. So looking a little bit deeper into the versioning, you will see that we are currently in the way from wave D to wave E. Officially, wave E will come out in May, but we did the first two or three things already to go to wave E. One of the things, maybe you saw that as well in TechNet or in some blogs, we went to a new certification authority. And we changed the SSL certificate from 1024 to 2048. So we are going really a little bit deeper into the SSL stuff, and we had to upgrade Windows Intune as well. So Office 365 was already upgraded, and Windows Intune was upgraded this weekend, last weekend, and this weekend. So Windows PCs, Windows RT, Windows Phone 8, iOS, direct managed Android devices managed by using Exchange Active Sync. Yep. You have to wait a minute or two and then you will see this one as well. So it's not Windows Intune. The pure service is just for Windows PCs, nothing else. Okay. Let me check. Where is my Internet Explorer? No, that's a remote desktop. Oh, here it is. Okay, hopefully it's not locked out. Oh, okay, just a second, I have to re-authenticate. Okay. Yes. So that's the Windows Intune system overview. That's the pure cloud-based solution. No changes. Everything in one console. What do you see if you right click somewhere over there? The console is written by using Windows, or is used, or we are using Silverlight for the administration. So that's what you get. If you go to the overview, to the system overview, you will get the most important information for you as an administrator, and you get tasks to do other things. What you will see, the task will change over time. So we change the tasks if some, let's say, most of the users going to the system overview are going immediately and creating new users. And we have that very often, then we create an entry over there and say, hey, create new user. So please don't expect that create groups will be there for the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years. It could be create a user, it could be change a user, it could be reset password, you name it. It's really up to how many people are doing different things. So that's the tasks pane. You see the most important things. Going a little bit further down, you see the system overview. So you see exactly that we have one malware attend or that we have one malware instance on one computer. Okay, that's fine. By the way, that's a test environment. So you will see things you hopefully will never see in your production environments. But here it's simply done because we would like to show you something. Then we have a company or a computer summary. So you can see that we have 223 laptops or desktops in that case. We do have a lot of laptops. We have other systems. Other systems in that case, for example, are all the virtualized systems. You can click immediately to one of these things, and you will see immediately just the 31 devices doing exactly what I'm showing here. That's exactly what we are doing with this one. Going back, we see a little bit more. We have the operating or the mobile operating system summary. Same for the mobiles. You see immediately how many Windows phones you have, how many iOS or iPads you have. You see immediately the WinRT devices. And by the way, there is one more line over here, but that's not seen or that's not on the screen. So excuse for that. And then you have general information. By the way, that's exactly the same. The general information is something that's a demo environment. If you have 35 inactive devices in a production environment, then everyone is on holiday. So that's not something you would like to see, but for the demo environment, that's the normal stuff. Why is this one not moving away? Okay. What you can do within the environment, you can group. That's still the same. That's still the same as you have it in your Active Directory. That's still the same as you have it in everything else. Then you see immediately within the grouping what's going on. So all the most important things. You see immediately all the users. And by the way, all these users are out of the Windows Azure Active Directory. I do have an Office 365 environment with the same naming, with the same tenant name. And I see exactly the same users in that environment as well. You can still group by using devices. That's something you can do. Most of my companies, most of my customers currently really go for a grouping for the users and not for the devices. That's what we see currently very often. See it here as well. Update management, as I said, that's PC stuff. I think that's clear to you. There is no update management for mobile devices. Updates on mobile devices are done by the operating system owner. That means if there is an update for iOS, you get that from Apple. If there is an update for Windows Phone, you get that from Microsoft. Maybe from the hardware manufacturer as well, but normally from Microsoft. So that's what we are doing. Endpoint protection. As I said, you have a full license for endpoint protection with Windows Intune. So you see everything that's most important for you. There is currently no endpoint protection for mobile devices. The reason is easy. Android devices are not managed by Windows Intune. And on Windows phones and on iOS devices, we expect currently that there is no malware, there is no virus going to that platform. Yep. What is the endpoint protection was the question, and it's System Center endpoint protection. So it's forefront. It was forefront endpoint protection, then we changed to system center endpoint protection. That's exactly what we are using here.
Yeah, but do you install something to the endpoints?
Absolutely. We install a small agent to the PC. And the agent is then...
Yeah, but for a malware, to search for a malware, what do you use?
It's an agent.
Just an agent.
Yeah. Think about...
no antivirus.
No. Yeah, we are using system center endpoint protection. Okay. So there, the endpoint protection is installed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's the same as you install security essentials out of the internet or install Kaspersky or you name it. It's exactly the same, just from Microsoft. That's the only difference. Okay? We can follow up on that later on if you would like. So it's really an agent. And it's a full malware solution that is installed on the PC the same way as you have it on a Windows 7 PC as on a Windows 8 PC. And by the way, it's exactly the same way as you have it if you have System Center in your company and use the full System Center suite. Then you have the System Center agent on the PC and you have the antivirus, anti-malware solution on the PC. Okay, so that's this point. Alerting, I leave this one completely out. As I said, software distribution, yes, Windows Intune is a enterprise app store. So if you search for an app store that goes only to your devices, that goes only to the devices you manage, then you can use Windows Intune. And as you can see, we have Axis in here, we have MSIs in here. We do have the possibility to have Windows 8 or Windows Phone 8 app packages. That's an XAP file. That's a real app for a Windows phone. What we can do, we can deep link to the Windows Phone Store. So if you would like to do that, that's possible as well, to go to the Windows Phone Store. What's happening on the mobile device is simply the user clicks on that link, and he's then forwarded to the store, and the installation comes from the store. So that's something you should have in mind. Then we have installation or app packages from the Windows Store. That's to Windows PCs and to Windows RT devices. Then we have AppX files. That's simply a link to a web-based or Windows app package, web-based app package. And we can do the deep linking into the iOS store. And we can do the deep linking into the Google Play Store. So if you would like to do that, that's possible as well with Windows Intune. So that means, in the end, it's a full software deployment, full software solution that you can get all the software you have, starting on a Android device and going up to full Windows PC with Windows XP up to Windows 8. It's a full solution to do all these things immediately and all these things out of one solution and out of the cloud. So there is no need for you to have something on-prem, and the System Center guys here in the room, they know exactly what distribution points are. If you have a large company, you normally have a lot of distribution points. In this case, Windows Intune is your distribution point. So there is no need for you to create or set up a server to have this server as a distribution point. We do that out of Windows Intune, nothing else.
Sorry, will we see the demo with deployment?
Sorry?
Can we see a little demo with software deployment on some device?
I can show you one of the, let's do it that way. I can show you one of the app packages. I don't have an installation file on my PC, but let's do it that way. DSPs at contoso cf.onmicrosoft.com. That's my password. So that's editing a software, and that's a full installation for a PC now. But it's very similar to an installation file on a for a mobile phone or for a iOS phone or you name it. So it's more or less exactly the same. So what you have is you type in the publisher name. If you would like to, you can add an icon for the software. That's something you can do, naming, blah, blah, blah. You can categorize a software package. If we look at the at the portal a little bit later on. So the user portal, the user has the ability to go to a portal and simply check which software is available for me, which software is available for my PC, or which software is available for my mobile device I have. So that means if you enter the portal with a Windows phone, you will not see the software that goes to Android, you will not see that the software that goes to a PC or to, that goes to any other kind of device. What you see is just the software that goes to you as a user and to the platform you are currently using. So in my case, I do have more than one device. I do have an iPad. And if I go to the portal with the iPad, then I see different things as I go to the portal with my Windows phone. That's the normal thing. That's what you expect. And as I said, you can categorize. If you just have 2 to 5, let's say 10 applications, that's not necessary to do something here. But if you have a lot of applications, it makes sense to categorize them. And what I tell my customers, please start with the categorization in the beginning and not after you have already uploaded 50 software packages, because then it's no fun to go to all the packages and categorize them. So that's the one thing. The other thing, and that's for the Windows PCs now, so you can say to which architecture should the package go to. Should it go to all architectures or only to 32-bit, only to 64-bit? That's up to you. Then you can decide which operating systems you are supporting. So in this case, for this part of software, if someone comes with a Windows XP, he will not see this installation, because it's simply not made, it's simply not created for a Windows XP. But if you would like, you can change that, or you can have that for Windows XP as well. And to all newer operating systems. In that case, Windows 8 and all newer is just Windows 8. But maybe in a year, we will have the next version of Windows, and then we will have the next entry here. If we click on next, you can say, Would you like to have default detection rules, or would you like to add your own detection rule? So that means if a file already exists, what should the installation then do? Simply stop. The installation should not go to the PC if there is already a version. The installation should go to the PC, but the old installation should be uninstalled first. So that's up to you. That's the normal stuff what you have when you go to that stuff. So let me switch that back. Then there are command line things. So if your installation file would like to have a command line, so if you would like to set something during the installation from the command line, you can do that. That helps you to add, for example, if you do an Office installation and you would like to start with a certain language, then you can add an XML file over here as a command line and install Office with a certain language, and the language is then in the XML file. That's installation stuff. And then you can set return codes if you would like. It's simply, if you would like to see a return code of 4x9 if it was successful and 4x1 if it was not successful, then simply edit and do whatever you would like to do. On the next page, we see the summary, and that's it. And I click on cancel here. Do you want to exit? Yes. So that's the software. As I said, it's very similar on for the mobile phones. The only difference on the mobile phones, you don't have that many options. Because on a mobile phone, there is no 64-bit or 32-bit. There is no command line normally, stuff like that. It's not possible on a mobile phone. That's the reason why we don't have this one. Yeah.
Okay. A little question. One more. What about iOS devices like iPhone? Is it possible to publish my software?
Absolutely.
But Apple.
Absolutely. That's exactly what Windows Intune is for. So if you have an iOS application. And you would like to publish the iOS application, but you don't want to use the Apple App Store.
Yeah.
You would like to use your own App Store. Then it's Windows Intune. Windows Intune is your own App Store. So you create a Windows an iOS application, And you don't upload to Apple, you simply upload to Windows Intune, and all your devices, all the devices you manage, and that's super important. It's the devices you manage, because when I look at your eyes, I think what you currently try to do, you would like to do your own app store beside the Apple App Store for everyone in the Ukraine, for example. And yeah, that's not possible. It's not another App Store beside the Apple App Store. It's an enterprise App Store for all the devices you as an enterprise manage. That means if you have 1,000 iOS devices, you can bring your own software to your 1,000 iOS devices. But if you would like to have the software on my device as well, I have to enroll my device into your environment, and then I see the software you are providing. It's not an open, it's not an open app store.
But should it be validated by app store? I mean, my iOS application.
No.
It's just private.
It's your application. So if you would like to create a virus and would like to install the virus on all your devices, super important, your devices. So the devices you are managing with Windows Intune, if you would like to do that, then simply do it. You will never ever have a chance to have that virus on Windows on the Apple App Store, because they check and they will see, hey, that's not a super friendly software, so we don't upload. But if you would like to do that on your own App Store, that's absolutely possible. Okay. And then we have reports administration. We see in the
The last question.
Yeah.
On this subject. So you can deploy any application on the management point or some fixed list? No. Absolutely any.
Absolutely any.
Okay.
I mean, if you would like to install something on your devices that does bad things on your devices, hey, just do it. It's your App Store. So you can do it because you are responsible for that App Store. The same as Apple is responsible for the Apple App Store. So they have to assure that all the software that goes to the Apple App Store is absolutely perfect. It's the same for you. You should assure that all the software that goes to your App Store, to your Windows Intune App Store, is absolutely perfect. If you write something bad, it's your problem. It's not our problem.
Another question.
Yeah.
Should it be MSI package, Windows Installer package, or maybe it is executable file?
It's an MSI and it's an executable. These two options. There is no way to install with a command file, for example. Mm-hmm. So if you have a CMD and you would like to do the installation from a CMD, you have to wrap that CMD within an EXE.
Okay.
So. But there are tools on Windows 7 and Windows 8 which allows you to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let me move over to the hybrid solution, and I think I have still 5 minutes. Okay. That's the hybrid solution. What you see here is exactly what you asked in the beginning. With System Center, you have the possibility to install not only on Windows PCs, you can install management on Mac OS X. It's not written here that you can manage Linux as well, but it's in the System Center, so that's possible. You can install on Windows Embedded, you can install on Windows To Go. So all the flavors we know that's possible with Windows Intune or with System Center to do, and that's what we are doing. Windows Intune is still the same. Direct management for Windows RT, Windows Phone 8, iOS, and the Android platform by using Exchange Active Sync. So that's the second solution, that's the second option, or the second scenario. Where do we see this scenario? To be honest, there is no real... I don't really have a user, or I don't really have a company size, or you name it, where I say, this is the perfect solution, starting with 1,000 users. And the other one is the perfect solution with, let's say, 500 users. There is really no gap, or there's really no border what we can say or where I can say that's the perfect solution for one or that's the perfect solution for the other. So it's really up to you. It's in the project where you decide which solution you would like to go. From the geographic availability, that's exactly the same what you see in Office 365. So we have the three data center pairs, one in the US, one for Europe, and one for Asia Pacific. If you sign in for Windows Intune, the Windows Intune service will decide on your address, on your mobile phone number, or on your phone number, to which data center you are going with the tenant. So there is no way to say, I would like to go to the US tenant. What you can do, you can have an US address and a US phone number, and then you are on the US side, or the same for the Asia Pacific side. If you would like to test it, www.windowsintune.com, that's the one you should have in mind. That's the easiest way. You can start with a pure Windows Intune, means scenario one. And if you decide later on you would like to go to a hybrid model together with System Center, it's just opening a service request and let's say a day or 2 days later you have the full integration. 2 days later you can install System Center and go into the hybrid scenario. It's really for testing. It's a super easy thing to do. So evaluate, try, do whatever you would like to do with the solution. And as I said, it's an easy task to upgrade from the one to the other. So if you would like to do that, simply go with Config Manager Service Pack 1 as well. That's it from my side. If you have questions, I'm still here. As far as I know, we have a booth out there. So you can come back to me and I can check you or show you a lot. Okay, perfect.
Okay, do you have any endpoints number limitations for?
Sorry.
Do you have any endpoints number limitation for Intune?
Endpoint.
Endpoint number.
No.
So no limitations.
Yeah, 100,000 is the official supported number.
Okay.
So 100K users, by the way. Not devices.
100,000.
100,000. And that's for, let's say, that's for 99% of my customers, that's fine.
That's for one customer, for one administrator.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So if you have a second Windows Intune tenant, then you have the next 100,000 users. Okay. So that's the Windows Intune service itself is scalable up to millions. And we already have more than 2.5 million devices connected to Windows Intune currently just in Europe. So that's absolutely not the problem. It's the problem we have is the System Center CMDB. So that one is the one that's limiting us to the 100,000. Why would you like to go higher? As I said, I have one customer here in the Ukraine. They would like to go up to 1 million. And they already have the plans completely ready. So it really looks wonderful. It's just Microsoft has to decide if they would like to go that way as well. Yes or no.